This is Dr. Ali dictating history physical, patient name Thompson, THOMPSON, JMJMS, date of service 4/20/2023. The date of birth for this patient is 12/29/1967. Date of service 4/20/2023, place Charles Village, Future Care Charles Village. History of present illness, this is a 55-year-old male. He is admitted to the rehab center. Patient was hospitalized in Sinai. Patient has a known history of C-spine injury in the past and quadriplegic with the neurogenic bladder and suprapubic catheter in place, also known COPD, depression, previous history of cervical spine fusion, subdural hematoma, seizure disorder, and neurogenic bladder, as I mentioned. Patient was hospitalized in April 7 until April 2019. At the Sinai, he came with a change in mental status, found to be septic shock and rhabdomyolysis. Urine culture, blood culture negative. He has a previous history of ESBL, gram-negative organism. ID consulted, and he completed meropenem IV for 10 days. And he was found to have fentanyl cocaine positive in the toxicology screen. He has a left hydronephrosis. Creatinine representation was 7.4. Nephrology consulted, and there was noted a suprapubic catheter malfunctioning causing obstruction that was replaced. Aspirate was consulted for substance abuse. He was maintained on his Keppra. And after stabilization, patient PTOT done, and he was recommended for subacute rehab. Patient was sent to the Charles Village. Today, when I saw the patient on televisit, he denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. He's awake and alert. He has a movement of his upper extremity, but his both legs are weak. The right hand is contracted. He denies chest pain, fever, chill, nausea, vomiting. Past medical history, as I mentioned, number one, COPD. Number two, cervical spine injury, resulting in cervical effusion. Alcohol abuse, depression, HIV, disease, subdural hematoma, seizure disorder, neurogenic bladder, status of suprapubic catheter placement, and history of quadriplegia. Medication upon discharge from the hospital, he was on oxybutynin, 5 mg, 2 times a day, Flomax, 0.4 mg daily. He's also on Simtuza, S-Y-M-T-U-Z-A. Simtuza, one tablet daily, Keppra 500 mg, twice a day, Lipitor 20 mg daily, Tizanidine, T-I-Z-A-N-I-D-N-E, 4 mg, twice a day, TVK, T-I-V-I-C-A-Y, TVK 50 mg daily. Allergy, not known, social history, no alcohol, social history, alcohol, alcohol abuse in the past, substance abuse in the past, surgical history, status post, surgical spine surgery, history of suprapubic catheter placement, reward system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ejection, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GN, vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, both lower extremity weakness. He has a sacral ulcer, right hand is contracted, neuro, awake, alert, but bilateral leg weakness. And he also has a decreased power in the both arms, but he's able to move both arms. Neuro, he's a quadriplegic, but oriented M3. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented M3. Vital, stable. Patient lying on the bed, breathing comfortable, no distress. Patient is able to move his both upper arm. Right hand is contracted. And both lower extremity, he has a weakness. He is able to move both legs. Power is only 1/5 in the both legs. And the suprapubic catheter is in place. The assessment, patient is admitted with deconditioning with multiple medical problems for rehab, history of cervical spine injury resulting in quadriplegia. Currently, he is able to move his both arms. but both legs are still weak. Number two, starts for septic shock with ESBL, treated at the Sunny Hospital with the IV antibiotics. Neurogenic bladder, attached for cerebral catheter, sacral pressure ulcer, seizure disorder, HIV disease, emotional dysfunction, history of COPD. Plan of care, continue all his current medication, local skin care, PTOT, follow up and monitor him closely. Thank you.
Thank you.